the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true. The fact of the matter is, there are laws in the books that I have to enforce. And I think there's been a great disservice done to the cause of getting the DREAM Act passed and getting comprehensive immigration passed by perpetrating the notion that somehow, by myself, I can go and do these things. It's just not true.
That's President Obama about a year ago with a different take on immigration policy, saying that he can't just change immigration law because he's the president. Immigration reform is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, our daily review of the hot hits in talk radio, sometimes spiced up with some talk television. For example, here is Jon Stewart from The Daily Show talking about the large number of Republicans who seem to be for the president's plan before they were against it, and how Sean Hannity did some creative editing on the Obama clip you just heard, so it sounded like the president was saying the opposite of what he actually said.
The president's use of executive power to permit certain young immigrants to stay in the country, it's upset many Republicans, and not because it could lose them the Hispanic vote for generations, but because they feel badly it took Obama so long to do it.
He promised immigration reform in his first year, and he did nothing.
He had overwhelming majorities in both houses of Congress. Nothing was done.
He had the full run of the table, and he failed to get it done.
We were begging him to fundamentally transform America's approach to immigration. I mean, look how we rallied around him with the whole health care thing. We love the guy. So apparently Obama missed a big opportunity to get immigration reform done 2-3 years ago. No use now wondering what might have happened if only he tried.
The president was, we should say, dealt one significant defeat this weekend when Republicans blocked the so-called DREAM Act.
The Senate voted in favor of the bill 55-41, but that wasn't enough to stop a Republican filibuster.
Well, at least Obama failed the right way legislatively. But this unilateral action
is simple constitutional decency.
The executive branch has arrogated to itself something that the people's representatives in Congress rejected 2 years ago.
We've got a president. We don't have a king.
Apparently what Obama has done is completely without precedent in our democracy. To find examples of a president acting unilaterally on deportation policy would... I mean, to find examples of that, you'd have to go back
George W. Bush issued an executive order. The U.S. president has granted a reprieve to more than 3,500 Liberians who have been facing deportation from the United States.
Wow. Other than George Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Ronald Reagan, no president in modern history has changed deportation policy through executive action. Except all of them. So the objections here may be what you call situational, or so I thought until yesterday when I saw this. Fox News.
Let me play this for our audience so they understand and fully grasp here the magnitude of what he did on Friday. Let's play this.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true. The fact of the matter is there are laws in the books that I have to enforce. And I think there's been a great disservice done to the cause of getting the DREAM Act passed and getting comprehensive immigration passed by perpetrating the notion that somehow by myself, I can go and do these things. It's just not true.
Wow, that was just 9 months ago. The president publicly admitting he's not allowed to do the thing that he just did. That's game over, Fox. Kudos. I know I'm sometimes a little bit hard on the folks over there, perhaps somewhat judgmental. They got it right. I commend them. I acknowledge their diligence and their accuracy, and I apologize. Before I go, Fox, one more thing. Maybe it's just me, but that video, it looked to me like the president might not have been done speaking. Roll the unedited tape, perhaps.
The notion that somehow, by myself, I can go and do these things. It's just not true. Now, what we can do is to prioritize enforcement, since there are limited enforcement resources, and say, we're not going to go chasing after this young man or anybody else who's been acting responsibly and would otherwise qualify for legal status if the DREAM Act passed.
Cut him off just before he very clearly says that he can do the exact thing he just did, but which you said he said he's not supposed to.
Up next, Congress is ready to respond to the president on this issue, just not anytime soon. And that'll come up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential, with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health, so you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Talk radio in review, Doug Steffen, immigration reform. Here's host Bill McEwen talking to political analyst Sal Russo. Russo says Congress won't do anything about immigration till after the election.
Bill O'Reilly says Mitt Romney's going to have to get a lot more Hispanic support to win this election. Then O'Reilly analyzes President Obama's situation. That is, he inherited a broken immigration system. And now he's gone out and made this executive decision in regard to, people here under 30 who might be illegal if they've not broken the law, gotten an education, served in the military. They're not going to face deportation for the next 2 years. O'Reilly says, boy, Obama's got a big edge on this thing. What's your analysis?
Well, I think most Americans, want to have control of our borders. I think that's a first and foremost concern that most people have. But also Americans are quite compassionate. And so I think the whole idea of a lot of these kids that came over here as infants and really are Americans, we got to find a way to let them be legal Americans one way or the other. And I think the next Congress is going to address the immigration issue. Unfortunately, President Bush wanted to do that when he was first elected, but it's such a polarizing issue, it's very difficult to get together. So when Reagan did it in 86, I think it was in 86, Simpson-Mazzoli, I mean, the whole idea was to grant amnesty, and in return, we would have some strict employer sanctions, and so we would, have better control over our border. But the second half of that never took place, and so we're back in the soup with the problem again. So hopefully next Congress will address it. It's certainly not going to be addressed between now and Election Day.
So, Sal, if you're advising Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney's response to this executive order by President Obama was pretty tepid, and I think I'm being very objective in saying that. You know, and I know that Mitt is very deliberate. He likes to think things through. You know, he doesn't react quickly, and in fact, that is often one of his great strengths. But in this case, what would your advice to him be on this issue?
Well, you know, I have opined to their campaign, and you know that they do have to make a great effort. I think the Hispanic community is receptive to Republican messages. And as Reagan pointed out back in that 86 battle, is illegal immigrants don't take jobs from corporate executives. They take jobs from people at the lower end of the economic ladder, the people that have the beginning jobs. So having an uncontrolled illegal immigration problem doesn't serve anybody in this country. So it has to be addressed, and you know, most Americans want to see it done fairly. They don't want to see mass deportations. Most people value the contribution that immigrants make to this country. So it's just a question of rolling up our sleeves and getting it done.
Here's a host, Trey Weir, with Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas. They talk about Smith's problem with the president's change on immigration policy.
Big day when President Obama went around the Congress and said, yes, if you're young and you're illegal, you can stay and we'll give you a work visa. Your thoughts?
Absolutely contrary to the rule of law, and actually contrary to his own word, his own promise. Last March, he said, with respect to the notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case because there are laws on the books that Congress has passed. The executive branch's job is to enforce and implement those laws and so forth. So the president, the nice word is, contradicted himself, went back on his word and his reassurance to the American people. He's also misleading the American people. He keeps talking about kids and children. We're talking about everybody under the age of 30. Last time I looked, if you're over 18 or 21, you're an adult and not necessarily a child. So he's trying to elicit this response from the American people. We all recognize there are hardship cases, but to give work permits perhaps to 1 or 2 million people when so many unemployed Americans are looking for jobs, it just doesn't make sense. And to pick and choose what laws to enforce and ignore some other laws, I mean, no president has ever done anything like this before, and I really think he needs to go back and take a look at his oath of office to enforce the laws of the United States.
We've got some questions about prosecutorial discretion here. That's what they are claiming in this case, that they have prosecutorial discretion.
Right.
We're also seeing, I believe, a huge reshaping of the power of the presidency, accumulating more power at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and removing it from you guys in Congress.
Yeah. Well, you're right. By the way, I agree with prosecutorial discretion. It's always been used, but it's on a case-by-case basis. It's not ever been applied to 1 million, 2 million people in mass before, where they're not going to check individuals and they're not going to check for fraud. I mean, can you imagine now how many people are going to say, hey, all I have to do is get somebody to get me some fraudulent documents to show that I was in the country for 5 years and I'm in. People are going to come across the border illegally to try to take advantage of the program. Others who haven't lived here for 5 years before they were 16 are going to be able to come up with these documents that show that they were. Absolutely amazing. The idea that the president would do this kind of power grab, the imperial presidency, should not be a surprise. Look what he did with the health care, the mandate that every American now has to buy a certain kind of health care insurance policy with certain components. You saw the takeover of the automobile manufacturers. You saw the takeover of the financial institutions and the insurance companies. I mean, this is a president that thinks the big government knows all, and he knows better than the American people what's best for them.
Up next, we are going to go directly into the eye of the presidential storm when the Talk Radio Review continues.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, hot stuff. Host Wayne Cabot talking to analyst Howard Arnstein about the ridiculous amount of money both campaigns and their super PACs are spending on ads.
The candidates and their super PACs throwing around hundreds of millions on TV and radio campaign ads this election season, as you surely have noticed. CBS News correspondent Howard Arnstein with more on how they are going after each other this week.
I'm going to reduce taxes. I'm going to roll.
As Governor Mitt Romney did cut taxes on millionaires like himself.
New television ads for President Obama look back on Mitt Romney's record as governor of Massachusetts.
But he raised taxes and fees on everyone else. $1.5 billion, over 1,000 fee hikes on health care, on school bus rides, on milk, on driver's licenses, on nursing homes, on lead poisoning prevention, on meat and poultry inspection. Romney economics didn't work then and won't work now.
Romney's latest campaign video puts pressure on the president where he may be the weakest. His promise to restore economic growth and create new jobs.
Of course the economy isn't where it needs to be.
Well, Mr. President, you've had your moment. We've seen the results. And now, Mr. President, this is our time.
Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, isn't shedding much light on Mitt Romney's search for a VP, even after Romney said he is checking Rubio out. First-term senator says he won't discuss Romney's selection process, and he is confident the GOP candidate will make an excellent choice. All we're getting from Rubio on that. Here's host Jim Polito with political analyst Jeff Birnbaum about John Kerry playing the role of Mitt Romney in mock debates.
This is great, and I'm really looking forward to talking with you about this. So John Kerry gets picked to play Mitt Romney in mock debates with the president. Who should the Romney campaign select to play the role of President Obama? Now, I had disrespectfully suggested Bozo the Clown or a paperweight, but I figured you'd have a better answer. What do you think?
Well, I don't think anyone should be surprised if it turns out to be Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, who has played that role for that has played the Democrat in four Republican candidates past. mm-hmm. at least a couple times. And he may be, and also ran in the Veep Stakes for Mitt Romney this time around. But he may get it. If he gets the promotion, then I guess he won't do his old job as surrogate for the Democratic candidate. But he's a very bright man, a very good debater, a very hard worker, which is required to do that job well. And another possibility, I guess, would be another possible also ran for running mate to Mitt Romney, which Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who's not just a big-time lawmaker, but also a very smart man.
What do you think? President, you know what? We've been saying for a bit that the president hasn't had a good week. He continues not to have a good week, I guess. We're getting into a few weeks now, right?
Well, I think he had a bad few weeks and then had a good moment, politically speaking, when he stole a march from Republicans by his own order, basically, agreeing not to deport the children of illegal immigrants here, people who were brought here [S2] Yeah. [S1] For no reason of their own. That was last week. I think that really will help him with some Latino voters, and it's something I bet the Republicans wish they had done before the president had.
Before I let you go, Jeff, because you're a great handicapper in this stuff, the VP sweepstakes, Marco Rubio, no one seems to be able to nail this one down. Is he in it or is he out?
Well, after initially, there was a report initially that he was not being vetted for vice president. Yesterday, the Romney campaign said that, yes, in fact, they are looking at him as a possible vice president, which indicates that they're just, it's sort of a mercy vetting, if you will. I don't believe he's the likely candidate. Politico this morning is reporting that the front runner for the running mate is Tim Pawlenty.
Coming up, MSNBC under fire for creatively editing a clip of Mitt Romney. Is Sean Hannity under the same fire of scrutiny? Let's find out next here on The Countdown.
People are busier than ever, with a line between their work and personal life blurring more every day. That's why Ivanka Trump is working with Motorola Mobility to share one of her secrets for success.
Technology is a key part of staying on top of everything that I've done, for work and at home. Smartphones like the Droid Razer Max and Droid 4 can act almost like personal assistants, so you're always organized, connected, and as productive as possible.
Ivanka is the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, but also finds time to be a mom and to support social causes for young women by taking advantage of new mobile technologies.
The right technology can make a huge difference in how productive we are, and Motorola's business-ready devices will boost your productivity and empower you to do more. Technology has definitely had an incredible impact on my life. It keeps me connected and productive.
For more info on business-ready devices from Motorola, visit Motorola.com/business-ready or visit Motorola's Facebook page.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, Doug Steffen, welcome back in to our Talk Radio review. Now we turn our attention to the left, MSNBC catching some heat over a clip of Mitt Romney that was edited to make him look out of touch. Here's host Dave Glover talking about the edit job on Mitt Romney and how biased the news media has become.
I continue to be disappointed with the media. Big media, little media, pretty much all media, just how completely biased. And you know what? I'm okay with upfront biased. I'm okay with Hannity or Alan Combs or, you know, just saying like, hey, look, I'm completely biased, and here's why this is the worst president in the history of the United States. Hey, I'm completely biased, and here's why Mitt Romney would be the worst thing that could ever happen to this country. I'm okay with that. If I can see you coming, I'm okay. Take your best shot. But when you pretend to be a journalist, and yet you are this level of biased? Romney gave a speech in Pennsylvania and used going to a sandwich place as an analogy to draw a distinction between the way the government does things and private enterprise does things. And Andrea Mitchell took it, and either she or somebody edited it up to make it look like he's a complete idiot. So here's the story that she ran. Pay attention. And then I'm going to play for you what he actually said.
And maybe this was Mitt Romney's supermarket scanner moment, but I get the feeling, take a look at this, that Mitt Romney has not been in too many Wawas along the roadside in Pennsylvania.
By the way, where do you get your hoagies here? Do you get them at Wawa's? Is that what you get them? Well, I went to a place today called Wawa's. You ever been to Wawa's? Anybody been there? Some people don't. I'm sorry. I know it's a very big state divide. But we went to Wawa's. I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a little touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know the sandwich comes in. You touch this, touch this, touch this. Go pay the cashier. There's your sandwich. It's amazing.
It's amazing. You know,
look, if all I did was hear that, I would say, this guy's an idiot. Mm. He just keeps saying Wawa's, and he acts like he's never been in a sandwich shop before, and he's just impressed by push buttons. And then it seems like the crowd was just absolutely silent. Mm-hmm. The way they edited that made it sound like just Oh, man, he just died on that joke right there. Well, here's what he actually said.
Well, I went to a place today called Wawa's. You ever been to Wawa's? Anybody been there? Some people don't like, I'm sorry, I know it's a very big state divide, but we went to Wawa's, and it was instructive to me, because I saw the difference between the private sector and the governmental sector. Look, people who work in government are good people, and I respect what they do, but you see, the challenge...
Can you stop it right there?
Is it doesn't okay. have competition.
There you go. That is completely the opposite of just getting up there and babbling about Wawa's.
Here's talk host Charlie Sykes with the apology story. MSNBC ran an apology after they'd been caught airing that misleading video.
MSNBC's apology for the deceptive editing aired yesterday. It runs less than a minute. I want to play the full MSNBC apology. We have been caught deceiving our viewers. Listen to this.
Chris Lewis, an MSNBC contributor and managing editor of PostPolitics.com. Hey, Chris, there's been a lot of discussion overnight about a conversation you and I had yesterday. We ran clips of Mitt Romney in Cornwall, Pennsylvania, talking about his trip to Wawa. Well, the RNC and the campaign both reached out to us, saying that Romney had more to say about that visit, about federal bureaucracy and innovation in the private sector. We didn't get a chance to play that, so here it is now.
Then I was at Wawa, so I went to order a sandwich. You press a little touch-tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and, you know, the sandwich comes out. You touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing. People in the private sector have learned how to compete. It's time to bring some competition to the federal government and to get it smaller and ever respond to the customers, which are you.
And now on to that other subject, immigration, because that was a big topic.
Did you catch that? Did you catch the MSNBC apology? No, it was like a dog whistle. Was it so highly pitched that if you weren't that you would hear it if you were wearing the right sort of headphone? That was the best MSNBC could do. The non-apology. See, that is not even a non-apology apology. That's just nothing. So there's Andrea Mitchell, who is caught with this bogus edit. They go, well, a lot's been made about this, so let's play the whole thing, and not even acknowledging what they had done, and nothing to see here. Let's just move on. See, here's the interesting thing about this. Let's say, and I think this is probably a relatively conservative estimate, that a million people have now seen the expose of the bogus edit. MRC has put it up, Media Research Center, Hot Air has put it up, the Republican National Committee came out with something. It's all over the place. I'm guessing that virtually every conservative talk show host in America has played some version of this. So let's just say conservatively, a million people have viewed the correct full video and seen what MSNBC did. That's extremely conservative. 1 million. Probably max 100,000 people watched Andrea Mitchell's first drive-by attempt to smear Mitt Romney. One of the interesting things about the new media is that at minimum, something like 10 times as many people knew that MSNBC was caught with a deceptive edit and saw the edit in the first place.
Up next, we switch gears to look at the great Eric Holder, I'm saying that facetiously, and the contempt of Congress charge that he has now going for him next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot
What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
A special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals at our major mill liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale. Get big daily deals like closeouts from only 19 cents a square foot, top quality laminates from just 29 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from $159 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale this weekend at Lumber Liquidators. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
Hot Hits and Talk Radio, and Eric Holder is hot, no question about that, or is it on the hot seat? Here's host Jay Severin talking about the Fast and Furious scandal, which is at the heart of the contempt of Congress vote against Holder.
At the beginning of the Obama administration, one of Obama's very, very top priorities, right along health care, believe it or not, and some others, of the things he wanted to accomplish in office, included tightening gun control laws. Yes, that's right, trashing the Constitution that way too, trying to minimize and take away gun rights. He knew that public opinion being what it is, there is no way that he could get that done unless he was able to do two things. He had to take such steps as to insinuate the issue of guns into the national conversation. So it had to jump into the top 3, 4, or 5 things that people were talking about, and do it in a way such that guns were seen as a scourge, as a problem, so that we would cry out, it's a crisis, and we would cry out for Obama to do something about it. That was his plan. So, someone in the Obama administration, and that is the Agatha Christie quotient here, that's what makes this so delicious. Who was it? Was it Obama himself? Or was it Attorney General Holder? And by the way, do you seriously expect any grown-up to believe that Eric Holder went off and did this on his own? That Obama never knew a thing about it? Well, Holder expects grown-ups to believe a lot because after this had been a scandal for more than a year, he went before Congress and they said, how long have you known about Fast and Furious? And the Attorney General of the United States said, I don't know, just when I saw it in the newspapers a few weeks ago. So this guy is a flat out liar, in addition to being a Marxist, socialist, a communist.
Here's another good host named Dom Giordano, who talked to Congressman Pat Meehan of Pennsylvania about President Obama exerting executive privilege as the vote for contempt of Congress goes forward.
Was Pat Meehan, career prosecutor, surprised that the president would exert executive privilege right when you seemed to be working with Holder to get some of the document you wanted?
Well, I'm very disappointed that we haven't been able to get the documents in the first place. Look, Dom, nobody wants to be where we are. It just here in any event, and I really do believe that there should have been a readiness and a willingness for the Department of Justice to turn over certain of those documents that they requested, or in the normal course of business, they would create a privilege log for those documents and explain why they cannot be. And what we have instead is just a simple denial thing. You know, we will not turn over any of those documents, leaving Congress in a position in which they really don't have any alternative, because then there is no oversight. There's no accountability. It gives the Attorney General the ability to do just whatever he chooses or decides to do. And even in that circumstance, you might say, well, you know, we can use his discretion, but what we have is evidence, Dom. We have evidence from the whistleblowers themselves of intimidation within the Department of Justice.
Wow.
So the very people who are supposed to be overseeing this have actually gone on and intimidated the whistleblowers themselves. The individual from the Department of Justice, from the Phoenix office, the U.S. Attorney's office, who was tasked with the responsibility of reporting to Maine Justice about what went on, had to take the fifth with respect to requests for testimony from him before. So we have real concern about the aftermath, and this is all we're talking about right now. There's these red herrings out there, and one of the red herrings is that we're getting into vital investigative information related to, you know, this operation. That's not what's being sought. What's being sought is information related to a date in which the Department of Justice, at the highest level, and we have evidence, again, that the head of the criminal division actually participated in the drafting of the letter that said to Senator Grassley that there is no gun walking.
Wow. Now, let me take it back for a minute, Pat Meehan. Can you speculate? If not, I respect that. What was the motivation? I've already speculated of this. Why be doing this is what I want to know.
Well, you know, Dom, I, as a prosecutor, I always want to know what the facts are. And then people can interpret the motivation. I mean, I think at a certain point what happens is you've got a motivation in which there's a lot of people that are encouraging a process to take place, even though it violates policy, because they think in the end they're going to be able to have some great successful prosecution. So they're pushing the envelope in a place that they ought not be doing it, in a way they ought not be doing it. The previous administration, I know the U.S. attorney, I know the head of ATF, and they declined to do prosecutions that were related to these activities on the very basis of the methods by which those investigations...
That you've laid out. Now, Pat...
Well, that happened. It was this administration that came back in and reopened those. And so by their process, they encouraged the ATF, go back, do the very tactics that the previous U.S. attorney had said, I'm not doing. That's what prosecutorial discretion is all about.
Here from a talk radio interview, Jake Sherman from Politico.com talks about what happens after the contempt of Congress vote against Holder.
What's next is this will go to the full House next week, pending some other decision for Eric Holder to release more documents. Republicans are signaling that they're not going to be happy with what Eric Holder releases. He's already said he's not releasing what they want. So this is likely going to go to the full House floor next week for a vote. Now, that doesn't mean that documents are going to be in pouring from the sky. All that means is that it begins the clock on a larger process, which will likely go to court to have these documents released about that program on the Mexico border where guns ended up in the hands of Mexican cartels. They are now saying this is going up to President Obama. President Obama inserted himself by asserting executive privilege. That inserted him into the political dynamic on Capitol Hill, and it's tough to walk that back at this point. It's been done about 40 times in the last 20 or so years. I mean, this is something that is a common thing for presidents to do. President George W. Bush did it. Bill Clinton did it. It is Obama's first time, and that's why it's getting so much attention. It does have the potential to be a big issue just because it seems Republicans are going to make this seem like it's President Obama hiding something, which is not something that the Democrats want. On that token, the Fast and Furious issue is not at the top of people's minds. It's the economy. It's debt, deficits, taxes. That's what people are focused on. That's what Mitt Romney has been focused on. So anything that changes that message could be a problem for Republicans nationwide.
Up next, the defense rests in the Jerry Sandusky trial. Want to know what happened? Stick around. The Talk Countdown continues.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio. We have the left, the right. We have the good, the bad. We have the ugly. We got all kinds of things going on here, including a clip from John McConnell's radio program where he talks to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about Mr. Sandusky's lawyer claiming the evidence from the prosecution is tainted.
What is the defense alleging that state troopers did with the evidence?
Well, they're alleging that the chain of custody and so forth, they're alleging that the objective evidence is unreliable. And the reason for the defense to do that is because of the powerful testimony of the alleged victims last week who came one by one to the stand and, you know, basically pointed a finger at Sandusky and said, he raped me. So, you know, you have, as a defense attorney, all this very compelling narrative from these men, and you have to try to figure out a way to try to damage their credibility, and that's one way to do it. But look, this has not been a very close case. We've had so many close cases lately, Edwards and Clemens and so forth. This has been a runaway in favor of prosecutors to the point where the defense in the past day or so didn't really try to attack very much at all about the testimony, and that means we're likely to have a conviction.
Well, did they not attack it because they figured it would come off even worse or something like that? I mean, what else did they have to do if they didn't if they didn't have a lot of stuff but to attack the people making the accusations?
Well, you're right. And, you know, sometimes there just isn't a complicated explanation. You either have a defense or you don't have a defense. I think they talked about maybe bringing Jerry Sandusky to the stand, but there was no way they were going to risk that given his interview with Bob Costas, which was so incriminating. I don't think the defense wanted to generate that kind of possibility again.
But they generated the thought of it. I mean, they had said, well, stay tuned. Is Sandusky going to try to stay tuned? I mean, they made it sound like he was. Now that he's not, it makes them just look that much more guilty.
Well, it makes them look that much more guilty to us, right?
Yeah.
The jury.
Well, the jury's not. Yeah.
shouldn't have known about any of that, shouldn't have been paying attention. But I think what they did was they got what they wanted from the wife, from Dottie Sandusky, who came to the stand yesterday and said all she could say, which is, I don't believe it. You know, I don't believe my husband is capable of that. That may be the best formulation the defense was going to hope for, and maybe that explains why we don't see Sandusky today. But look, it's not a hard case to analyze as a legal analyst. If the jury believes those victims, he's going to be convicted no matter what he says.
Yeah. It's a he said, they said type of deal, and there's more theys than him.
Well, and it's really hard for somebody to believe that all these men who didn't know each other, you know, are acting in concert or conspiring with one another to try to get Jerry Sandusky. It just doesn't make much sense, and it's why it's been a difficult argument for the defense to argue, you know, as they've gone through the trial.
Talk radio host Chad Hartman. Basically, the fact that Sandusky didn't take the stand, how might that affect the jury?
In so many trials, so many high-profile trials, you hear the attorney saying, fill in the blank, Dan Cook, Chad Hartman, Brandon Caron, Adam Carter. He would love to testify. He or she, right, Casey Anthony included, can't wait to tell you her story, his story, and you will hear it. And in most of these cases, guess what? It never happens. It doesn't happen because the defense is extraordinarily concerned what will happen, not just when they face the questions from their side, but more importantly, what happens on the cross-exam. Sandusky gave you a little bit of pause because this bizarre strategy of sitting down with Bob Costas on Rock Center. Let's not forget how that came about. Costas and the NBC folks set up an interview with Joe Amendola, then and still the attorney for Jerry Sandusky. And what can you tell us about your client and this series of awful allegations? Is your client a pedophile? How long was this going on? Who knew? Paterno, Penn State, Second Mile. How do you explain this? And then all of a sudden, well, you know what? Instead of just talking to me, would you like to talk to Jerry Sandusky? And I would assume what the NBC folks did is they did this. That was the phone dropping.
Sorry. Did you say Jerry Sandusky?
Did you mean Jerry Seinfeld? We can talk. Jerry's still on retainer of some sort. We can actually talk to Sandusky, and did. And Costas, in a surgical manner, he wasn't over the top. It wasn't yelling and screaming. Asked probing, precise questions, and allowed Sandusky to basically offer his own guilt up, at least to me. Okay. Then Sandusky, a few weeks later, sits down for another interview with the New York Times. I know some felt like the Times didn't go quite far enough, but again, it was odd that he would sit down. So now you have this in a trial that some people were saying was going to go 6 weeks. The defense has rested today with no Jerry Sandusky. Last week, it was witness after witness of the individuals who are saying they were sexually assaulted by Sandusky.
Want to find out more about? We got a lot of stuff in this hour of the countdown. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.